show you don't want to miss.
The Big E Sports Show
with Elissa Walker-Campbell. Stay tuned as Elissa goes up close and personal with some of the biggest names in the world of sports. From Dallas Cowboys Hall of Fame quarterback Roger Staubach to legendary broadcaster Pat Summerall. Think big.
Think big.
It's all happening right here on the Big E Sports Show.
We are getting ready to wrap up this weekend show, but we always finish strong, and we are thrilled to welcome back one of our absolute favorites, Sooner Sensation, Oklahoma's sports director at KFOR. You can also listen to him on The Sports Animal on WWLS, Bob Berry Jr., who, oh, by the way, you got a birthday just around the corner, don't you?
Yeah, I think it's number 32 or 33, okay. Something like that, Big E, you know.
Well, what are you talking about? You're like a fine wine. You just get better with time, right?
Aren't you sweet? And you also fib a lot. But no, yeah, I've got one coming up on the same day as Joe Paterno, bless his heart. He's 30 years older than me to the day.
Wow.
James Fonda, Chris Evert, Phil Donahue, shall I go on and on? And it's also the shortest day of the year officially on the calendar, December 21st.
Well, I'll definitely give you a call, and I'll try to perhaps serenade you. So, well, let's get to it. We are short on time, and I tell you, we know 2012 is just around the corner, and if you're a Sooner, it can't get here fast enough because it's been such an underwhelming season for Oklahoma. Our goal is always to win the Big 12 and to be in contention for that national championship. Why were these goals not met this year, Bob Jr.?
Interesting season, Elissa. I think it's, you know, a lot of lack of stuff, lack of leadership, lack of chemistry. You have to say injuries played a big part. I mean, Travis Lewis got hurt before the season even started, and he was a captain, considered the leader on defense, the All-America candidate. And so when he got hurt, about the time the ESPN cameras came in, if you remember, Oklahoma was featured in their all-access show,
yes,
on ESPN before the season. That actually did not go over well with some former players who, you know, in hindsight, were saying, well, maybe some of the losses were caused because this team got all cocky and full of themselves when they were on national TV for two or three weeks before the season starts. I don't know if I'd buy into any of that. But Travis Lewis did get hurt then. He came back for Florida State. We thought at the time when Oklahoma won that early season game against Florida State in Tallahassee that was something we hadn't seen in the last few years, that they showed some will and fight and courage on the road and got a big win. So we thought, okay, well, maybe this will be that special season, because Coach Stoops himself said in the preseason it's about time for Oklahoma to win another national championship. And we all know what happened after that. Turns out they couldn't play defense, especially in the secondary, and they were highly exposed at home against Texas Tech in a game we still can't figure out what happened, because we saw what Tech did. They were so excited about their victory against OU, they went and lost three or four in a row by about 100 points every week. So it was just a dreadful loss to Tech at home. And then after that, Robert Griffin III shredded them in Waco and basically won the Heisman Trophy, I think, for that game he had against the Sooners. And then Oklahoma State just destroyed Oklahoma at the end in Stillwater in a game that really wasn't as close as the 44-10 margin indicated. So a lot of injuries to running backs, a lot of defections. Now we've got, you know, guys transferring, Brandon Williams, the freshman running back from Brookshire, Texas, who played pretty well at the end of the season after OU had lost their leading rusher, Dominic Whaley, before the Kansas State game, or in the K-State game. Now Williams is leaving. Two other kids said they were transferring yesterday. So I just think it was one of those years where nothing worked. The buttons weren't working. You lose Ryan Broyles, arguably the best player, definitely the best receiver Oklahoma's ever had, the NCAA all-time leader in receptions. Once they lost him, Big E, in the last, what, with three games to go, they never threw a touchdown pass the rest of the season, and that was very telling.
Well, it hurt them mightily to lose Ryan Broyles, of course, Dominic Whaley as well, the injuries, but I'm a fix-it kind of gal. As we look into the future, Bobby, what kind of changes need to take place so that they can get back on that winning track and, like we said, you know, be in contention for that national title?
Well, just from a media standpoint, a guy that's covered the team the entire time that Bob Stoops has been there, they need to get their swagger back. They need to get their edge back. And I, you know, we've said this a lot. When Bob was there, of course, Oklahoma won the national title in his second season in 2000. But they coached with a bigger edge. Their players played with an edge. And I'm not saying necessarily screaming and yelling and, you know, dog cussing people every play, but they just seem kind of passive when they come into games. They seem passive to us. In the Texas Tech game, when they fell behind 31-7 at home, they were very passive in the Oklahoma State game, and in fact quit at the end of the third quarter with 5 minutes to go. They were done. They were looking for the bus and the fried chicken bag to get home to Norman, and down 44-3 at the time. So we just feel like Bob certainly has taken that into account, because he's a guy who normally notices that sort of thing. This is the first year since I've covered Oklahoma that people have questioned Bob, saying maybe it's time to shake up the staff a little bit. He's very loyal to his assistants. He's never fired an assistant since he's been there. And I'm not calling anybody out to be fired, but there definitely is something going on down there that is not going in the right direction. And yet, to his credit, when we say things are bad in Norman, we're still talking about a team that if they win their bowl game against Iowa, will have 10 victories this year. So still not bad.
Okay, so you're talking about, you know, in the games, and we saw that, the evidence of it as far as, you know, the passivity in the games. But that all starts at practice, Bob Jr. I mean, you can't be complacent at practice. And didn't we hear Coach Stoops talk about that after the Texas Tech loss, that he didn't use the term soft, but that they weren't going 100%?
Well, that's what I mean. You saw Oklahoma, like I said, against Florida State early. There have been games last year, for example, two seasons ago, when they lost twice, went 12-2, won their BCS bowl game against Connecticut, but both of their losses were to teams they were better than, and they didn't show any fight. Well, they did show fight at Florida State because they were down in that game, and then Florida State, you know, tied them, took the lead, and Oklahoma rallied and scored 10 points in the fourth quarter and won. So we thought, okay, well, that's different. We haven't seen this since the early 2000s. So it's got to be maybe it's Jimmy's and Joe's instead of X's and O's. They've got to go find those tough kids that are not going to take it when they lose to teams they shouldn't. But this was disturbing just because of getting behind, getting beat by players that Oklahoma appeared anyway to be far superior to, and then not really having any answers. The secondary was just dreadful at the end of the year. And that's why when the Oklahoma State game came around, I'd watched Oklahoma State, covered them, played nine times this year, and said, they're going to tear up Oklahoma just like Baylor did. I mean, they're better than RG3 and Kendall Wright and all the guys, Gannaway, that Baylor had. And sure enough, Oklahoma State proved that. So defensively, I don't call for Brent Venables to lose his job. They just got to get better players. They are weak in the secondary, weak at linebacker. They haven't had a dominant defensive lineman since Gerald McCoy and then Tommy Harris very early in the Stoops regime. So got to go find those better players.
We are talking to Oklahoma's News Channel 4 sports director, Bob Berry Jr. And, of course, the Sooners are prepping for the Insight Bowl. What, December is at the 29th in Tempe, Arizona. Talk about, just quickly, the importance of this game. You know, you want to end the season at least on a positive and have some momentum going into 2012.
Well, we would like to think that Bob Stoops is fired up for it because it's his alma mater and one of his best friends.
Great point, yes.
And Kurt Farrens, you know, and Bob get together every summer with their families and other coaches like Dan McCarney and Mike Stoops and Mark Stoops, and all of them have a big yeehaw time up there in Ohio and get together and talk about old times. Bo Pelini is part of that group. So you would think Bob would be pretty emotional not wanting to stumble and lose to Iowa and finish 9-4, which would be a disaster as far as I'm concerned. So, but then also you get all these extra practices that can't be overlooked, because really spring practice has turned into nothing anymore. The bowl practices are when you get your young guys reps. And Oklahoma needs to get some young guys ready to play next year, because they obviously didn't get a whole lot this season out of some guys they were counting on. So I think this coaching staff will be motivated. Now, whether the players will, that's a whole other issue. And yet you'd like to think going to Arizona is not so bad. Now, if they were going to Shreveport or somewhere like that for a bowl game, you'd have a problem. But I would think they'd like to go there and show themselves against a Big Ten team and get a win and not lose to a club that's 7-5, which is what Iowa is heading into that game.
Okay, Bobby, we're almost out of time. 30 seconds. Just, we have to tip our hat to Oklahoma State. Mike Gundy, 11-1, only loss at Iowa State, and just they've had a tremendous run this year.
Well, Alyssa, it was so sad that they lost the game on a very tough day. That was the day
yes.
The Oklahoma State head women's basketball coach Kirk Butke and one of his assistants were killed in a plane crash. The mm-hmm. team found out about it, had all day to dwell on that. And I'm not saying it was an excuse, because they were ahead 24-7 at one point in that game, but it was just so disappointing that they lost, and yet they came back with a fury and blasted Oklahoma. I think it's going to be one of the best bowl games, if not the best of them all, when they play Andrew Luck and Stanford in the Fiesta Bowl. But OSU better do the right thing and better lock up Mike Gundy to a contract extension and a lot more money than he's making, because if they think he'll stay there just because he's a former Cowboy, they're wrong. I mean, he's had inquiries. I know for a fact A&M reached out to Mike Gundy a little bit, so they've got to lock up Coach Gundy right now, and deservedly so, for the job he did with the Cowboys.
Absolutely. Bob Berry Jr. has been with us this weekend on the Big E Sports Show. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, and we'll catch up with you again real soon. Have a wonderful birthday, Bob. We love you.
Thank you, Dee. Merry Christmas to you. Appreciate it.
You bet. We're going to step aside. Much more straight ahead here in just a moment.